Chris backed and circled. Tony watched her calmly, pivoting to keep her in view. Chris tried to think of a way out of the fight. She hadn't done any serious training in years. She had even let her once-weekly trips to the gym slide these past few weeks. What, with one thing and another, keeping fit hadn't seemed important anymore.
What are the rules?
Tony frowned.
Rules?
Yeah, you know, rules. Like no gouging or biting. First to say uncle loses, stuff like that. Tony's face brightened and she stood straighter, lowering her guard.
Ah, I forgot you're supposed to be new. Very well, the rules, such as they are. I win when you're dead.
I don't suppose you would let me forfeit the fight and walk out of here,
she broke in, edging closer. Tony glared at the interruption.
I don't suppose I would. You have to pay for killing Janine.
Figured as much, she said under her breath.
If you try to run away, I win, and our audience will kill you. You can submit at any time during the fight, but that means I decide whether to let you live. I'll tell you now that I'm not inclined to be merciful.
That jibed with Jonas's lecture, all but the part about running away, which he hadn't thought relevant. She closed the distance between them while Tony was speaking.
Happy now?
Yeah,
she said, spinning on one foot.
Her leg sweep was effective. Tony crashed to the floor with a gasp of surprise, but she quickly rolled away, and pain flared in Chris's fist as it crunched into the concrete.
She shook her throbbing hand and raised her guard again and squared off with Tony. Her feet fell into old, barely remembered patterns, knees slightly bent, legs apart, and weight evenly distributed. She circled, just as Tony was now doing.
Boxing?
Chris nodded once. She had once trained regularly in the ring, but that was long ago during her academy days. Kickboxing had taken her fancy when one of the instructors gave a demonstration. She wished she had kept at it. It would have come in handy about now. Tony edged forward. Chris watched her eyes. There was nothing but a single-minded concentration in them. She let her feet find their own rhythm, a dance to music none but she could hear, and forced herself to look away. It was a rookie mistake to watch an opponent's eyes. Instead, she concentrated on Tony's center of mass, looking for something, anything, to indicate an imminent attack. She found it almost too late. A tiny movement as one shoulder dipped, and she dropped to one knee as Tony's foot whistled through the air above her head. She came back up and landed two rapid punches over Tony's kidneys before dancing away. Shouts of appreciation erupted from the crowd. Jonas's voice was a basso bellow.
Don't get cocky. Take her down fast.
If only, Chris thought. Tony staggered away, clutching her side. Her face hardened and her eyes blazed with anger. She attacked with a lethal combination of kicks and punches. Chris ducked and dodged, blocking the blows when she could, backing away when she could not. The crowd shouted derisively as she circled the arena, trying to keep out of range.
Stand and fight, people shouted. Hit her,
others yelled.
Yeah, right. Everyone's a critic, Chris thought. She ducked a punch, but it was a feint, and Tony followed up with her other fist.
It exploded into Chris's jaw, and she spat blood and teeth. Catcalls turned to whistles of admiration and groans of dismay. Tony had drawn first blood. The groans were from people who had lost their bets. Another fist slammed into her face, and she staggered back. She swayed, blinking, but then her legs gave way and she sat down hard. The sounds of the crowd faded in and out, but the pain kept her from passing out. She shook her head, trying to make her eyes focus. Tony approached at a crawl, as if the air had thickened around her.
Ange! Use the... like we prac... the...
Jonas was shouting, bellowing over the noise. She shook her head again, trying to make sense of Jonas's voice droning in her ears.
Use what? Practiced?
She couldn't understand what he wanted. Tony drew back a leg and kicked Chris as if she were a football. She flew across the arena and saw stars when her head cracked against the concrete.